Start of interview with Sir John Kotolawala, 3rd of March, 1967.
Hello? It's okay now. Yeah? It's okay now.
How do you know?
This indicator? It travels, see? It's picking up the voice. You can see this dot?
Yeah.
That's the voice.
Hello?
It shows the recording level. Modern inventions now.
So now tell me, how are you going to, now you don't want that record, is not?
That can be erased, that's all right. Mm. It doesn't matter if we have outside the...
Hello? Over now, there? Hey! Iran it?
No, that's, I think...
It's already 11 in the week.
No, this sort of question that I'm interested in your relations with the civil servants, then various political problems, of course if there are any, in the 50s, if there are leading questions, you can avoid them. For instance, you said that they had a sense of mission,
yeah.
I mean the British civil servants.
Mm.
But weren't they orthodox, many of them?
They were orthodox in this sense.
Mm-hmm.
They were brought up.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yes.
That they had, I'm only talking the colonial civil servants, not the English civil servants in England.
Yes.
They were sent out.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted to enter and this woman said, yeah, black woman, you can't come in here, and hit her on the head.
Mm-hmm.
Husband went there, and husband got another hammering by a woman. So he lived at Miriam and he said, fish husband and I. So he got onto the train, which was second class, another first class compartment, went there, at Miriam, his own town, no? Like everybody else in his own garden, he's a big boy. He abused his woman like hell and played hell, said, you're damn bitch and so. This woman reported this to the police or whatever it may be, and before the police could take action against Bandar Naike filed an action against the woman for assault. So, big case now. European woman being charged for assaulting a first Robert Rose the judge. So, we all went to listen to the case. So, Bandar Naike was brought in there.
So what Bandar Naike?
A fixed-ass Bandar Naike.
Mm-hmm.
Fixed-ass Bandar Naike. So, he was a big noise at the fixed-ass Bandar Naike. See, it's my only cousin. He came up. Yes, then the complainant. Yes, he said, get into your box. Have you been convicted before? He said, no. He thought conviction means jail. Then he said, I have record here that you have been convicted twice. You say, yeah, now what else? I have never been convicted, sir. Get into the dock. Charged with perjury, fine 50 rupees, because he was charged twice for keeping his car under in the wrong place and exceeding speed limits. See? And he was fined 50 rupees for perjury and case dismissed. Now, this is... Because it was a white woman, this is a glaring instance.
But wasn't first Roberts an exception? He was fairly notorious.
Yes, those are the chaps. Some good fellows are passing, no, like that other fellow who was that civil servant who became a member of parliament also.
Freeman.
He was a parson, you know. No, but on the whole, Waters as well as... When your father came, your father was Roberts, no?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know here who he was. He thought he was an Englishman. They made him a member of the club. See? So in days of Robert Sandok coming here, my God. So they made him the fourth class, this is the Colombo class. See? This other way, he said they do things. As a matter of fact, you then was the first class, you never did the sense that he maintained, of course he was popular on both sides.
He would have been in a rather awkward spot, having to face the leader
yes.
as well as...
Yes. And then those days, of course, every Englishman, when we were young,
mm-hmm.
every Englishman had to be saluted by the police, whether it was a shoppy, whether it was a civil servant, whether it's the governor. So much so that you didn't know who was who. So no Englishman can commit an offense.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's nobody to judge. So we automatically got used to it. You know, if an Englishman came in and we went to a side, nobody took any see.
Yes.
They rode roughshod and we didn't worry. You know, just like in the Canadian style, in the English time, where caste was. When I walked on the road, the low caste fellow had to get onto the drain. Or he wouldn't sit down. Or he would pull his hand and slot and just that happens even today.
Mm-hmm.
It's there with the present mentality, present boys are trying to overcome.
Mm-hmm.
See, which is rightly so, I suppose,
mm-hmm.
in this world, because it was, you got to govern a system which can make it work.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, the English king's time, the government was by caste.
Yes.
Brahmins, kings, Koyas, Pajatyas, and untouchables and so forth. So that includes duty. But now, it's entirely different. And when caste was knocked out, you see, this system was brought in.
Mm-hmm. When I asked the question about orthodoxy, I was also thinking of, say, the GAs.
Mm.
And also things like land policy. Don't you think that many of them followed very sort of moved in fixed groups?
Yes.
Not much. What about originality?
Well, first original idea of giving land started with the Ministry of Agriculture, of which I was a member.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. D.S. Ayanagar was the chairman.
Mm-hmm.
And Braid was our land commissioner. And he worked damn hard to get that land ordinance in. That is to give free land to poor people.
Mm-hmm.
And also to prevent land from being sold.
So, and one year.
Eh?
And to prevent land from being fragmented after.
Yes, that is the organized, that is the new system.
Mm-hmm.
First was, our revenue, Ceylon revenue, was by selling land. You know, an ordinance was brought. It, of course, the English English days, all land belonged to the crown.
Mm-hmm.
And the crown, to the king. King gave you and me land, you understand, for our office. The moment we are thrown out of office, our lands are confiscated.
Mm-hmm.
See? Oh, so therefore I couldn't sell or do anything. You see, this whole area was given to me. I had to support the people there, and the people had to work for me, and as long as I was in Disawa, I was in established. Then they brought in, the British came and said, no, now what you are living is yours. Balance is crown. That was the big fight that they had with Korea and all that sort of in the land. Then they declared every bloody thing crown except in those that had been issued by the government to the different people. Then came the question of revenue to government. Then they were putting up auction sales and big companies were buying it at 5 rupees an acre, 2 rupees an acre and so forth.
Weren't Ceylonese also buying it?
Yes, yes, but Ceylonese had not the money to buy. You understand? Only few had money to buy because there was no Ceylonese was given banking facilities unless he was a government servant. See, nobody had money because if I was a villager, I had my coconuts, I had my paddy, I had this, I had my dobi, I had my jaggery, I had everything and we were all living together. But economic products didn't come in at that time. The fellows who made money were the cunning rascals, Ceylonese, who did toddy, arrack, this cunning business in this. Then an auction sale, you know Srinyapubas, that is Sri Chandrasekhar.
Mm-hmm.
These are the big families now. That fellow made money by taking a hell of a big bag,
mm-hmm.
you understand, putting lots of paper underneath over that rupee note and going to an auction sale. So then the auction sale goes on, he puts a bid. Then the other fellow comes and says, we'll give you 5 rupees per acre, don't bid. He became a terror. He made more money in this method.
Mm.
And those are the fellows, the Murutu chaps, all the Murutu boys, Shoizar, all those chaps made money that way. Either arrack, toddy, this land sales, and so.
What about just before and after the war, rubber, coconut and plumber?
That's right. Then, I'm talking before the days. Then came the Plumbago, we made the money. We had lands in our Plumbago.
Senanaka?
Kutalawala, Senanaka's articulist. It's one family. So, we made the money on Plumbago, lots of people made money on Plumbago because they had to dig the thing. Then tea, rubber and coconut was introduced by the British. There's no question about it. All these roads and things like that were done by them. Then we slowly, gradually give up, and there was a certain amount of rich people. All the Tamils, rich Tamils today, trace their ancestors. There was a overseer in the PWD, because they made money through that. They were contractors, you see. They were building houses for the government and making money, roads for the government, making money, this, that. From any Tamil man today, you take and say, hey, let me see who your grandfather was, so and so, he was an advocate. Who was the grandfather? He was a chow. Great-grandfather? Chow. Overseer. Because that industry given to the hands of the Tamils. Clerks became Tamils.
And as for nepotism, it is no boy.
Yes, because if I was an Englishman, I don't know, but I know you. You are working well. So I want an assistant. I said, get me somebody. He brings your brother. He brings your cousin. He brings your aunt. See, all sorts of things like that. Then I go away to England. I recommend you like hell. Then the other fellow depends on you. So then the whole group, that's how the Tamils got into this. And also, they were scholars in English than ourselves, because the Americans who came to English, to the, you know, when the heathens and they were all talking of missionaries, the Americans also thought of missions. Then they came to do the missionaries in Ceylon, and the English said, look here, we won't handle these damn American fellows, they'll upset our apple cart, we'll put them to a party where we are not interested. They put them to Japan. Those rascals, like Ceylon, what you call Asia Foundation and all that, had to make statements as to how they spent money and all that. So, they do exist, you understand, put up first-class shows. Even first they started by paying parents to send their children to school. Then they put up hospitals, this, that, and the whole of Jaffna Peninsula became talking English, and they became made Christians, given names like Gardner, Joseph, Goodwin, Roosevelt, Washington. You find all sorts of fellows there. That's how they became. Really.
What about land brokers? Weren't there a class of felonies, quite often proctors perhaps, who also used to buy up dubious land or speculate and then sell it?
Yes, yes, not only that. Our Rati Matyas are the fellows, our headmen, were the greatest criminals in that. Now supposing I am a superintendent, I am an English company, I want 100 acres of land, okay? I bully the fellows and say, look here, this, that, and then give the fellow to, he gets the commission of 5 rupees, he fellows buys the land.
But wasn't headman supposed, at least in theory, to be the protector of his village and his
people? Of course, but as you know, every protector protects himself personally. You read the Orient, you make anybody a protector, including a parson, good experience even. He will see that he eats better than anybody else whom he protects. So that's the normal custom in the whole of the Orient, even in the world.
No, the point is now this...
Stand up! I'll see you again.
This criticism of this wastelands thing is a bit funny when it comes from people like Koreas and Baswantu Davas and all, and Vikramasinghe and all, because they were also landowners.
You must not forget, is the fellow the father, the son, or the son is the fellow who becomes antagonist to the father's policy, no? In the slave trade, the British were asked, so the fellow was selling trade, one fellow said, no, this slave trade must be stopped. Annie Besant came and fought Indians, he was an Englishwoman. Alcott came here and a Christian was fighting Buddhism, working for Buddhism here. It's a thing, as the Tamil saying goes, if you want to cut a tree, you got to take a branch. So they are sandal. Part of the tree is the one that cuts the tree. Now even in all things, really, the fellows, now these Bandaranaikas, you know, those Bandaranaikas, Vaisakas, all the fellows, they were Christians first. They became Christians to get into favor. Then they married You were a Vandaranaika, I was a Ilangaswana, I was a Samir. Then we exchanged our children, keep up our job. Then the other fellow made us aristocrats. We exploited the people to the hellish. You understand? And as a matter of fact, Don Solomon Vandaranaika was a freak. When he was 10, they wanted to make him a mudaliar. He said, no, I don't want. No, a little boy. Then went to Cambridge and he came back. Father put up a hell of a monument, a reception for him. He said, my father has been exploiting you. I have come for your service. Father got damned by. You see, he was there. Ratnakar. With Dr. Remus. But you
learn and learn, learn and earn and learn. That is the principle on which...
You want to drink a brandy? Not brandy, you want to whiskey and what? What is it?
Or something like that. Learn and earn, earn and learn. That is the principle of it. The whole thing is, that is, you see, when you start the kindergarten, you see in the kindergarten, you play with the kindergarten, it's a toy, it's a agriculture, agricultural tools and implements will be the toy. Then they build up a whole thing. You see, your arithmetic will be taught in the garden, then your geography will be taught in the garden. Like that, you see, you build up a whole tree, educational tree. See, one is related to the other, arithmetic and your algebra, they all relate to each other. Then you come to literature, literature related to agriculture. History, history related to agriculture. So that you can relate the whole approach, all the man's education to the basic agricultural or industrial field. So a chap learns and earns. See, it's produced, it's sold and pays for the teacher. Now there are, I know today, there are universities which are making profits. There's a university in California which makes a profit. That is, the pupils work. And their theory they learn in the afternoon, that theory related to the work that they have done. If it is agriculture, you know, all kinds of pests and plant pests, soil chemistry, this, that, and the other. See, what they learn, the theory is very little, more practical. And they produce. Agriculture, industry, this thing, that thing. They produce, they work, they earn. And out of their earnings, they pay their board and money, then pay the teachers and make a profit of $25. Now that is the scheme on which is educated. What is after the saving, total saving on the expenditure and on that year? Amounted 3 million.
3 million. Huh? Our whole budget was 80 million, I remember.
3 million.
Huh? Our whole budget was 80 million. So of which education was 3 million.
Additional 3 million rupees, but 1 million children were going to produce. Surely a child can produce more than 3 rupees a year. Huh?
Even if you plant chilies.
One chili is planted. Children can plant chilies. See? Now that is the basis of you. Now of course like the school is doing something like that called work experience. He's building up an education program. Huh? Now if you do that, see, then you come now let's take
but
a
but after they set up this plan, did they try to implement it in this way?
All that they did was they carried on the role. Only thing is education was made free. The children ceased to pay fees. That is the only difference. See? And we just...
Then when it came to the...
Yeah, I mean, 150,000 SLP below to loan away them.
Now, when it came to building of the university, I remember. I was the one who was building the university. So we had this money, that money and all that sort of thing, asking no more money for building anything. One of his speakers, I remember. Why do you want these buildings? Buddha, Lord Buddha, who was the greatest teacher, studied on retreat.
Enlightenment
on retreat. So why do you want this building? Now you can just imagine the thoughts of that type. Today, unless you get study air conditioned, you won't go to attend school.
You know, Rizalji, there's a big step between the education environment and the university and their home. Where these children come from. Poor homes, you know, village children come from us. 50% or 60% of the children come from village school. See? With the result, they are all pretty satisfied.
Oh, yes?
Do you know this this idea, I don't know how far it is true, this university steps, there was a holiday, you know? They all went to Corona. 2,000 fellows went and went to Corona.
Which way?
Yeah. University was declared a holiday.
I remember when I went to these villages, came to the university girls' school, I was taken to show. I went to the lavatory, couldn't get near because they never sat on the lavatory. See, they were squatters, no? Mm-hmm. They used to squat on the top of the lavatory. You see?
No, your idea was to have some buildings with representative architecture. Huh?
Mm.
But we are not proud about the site and the buildings. One thing I was telling Timaki when I went that way. I find Arunachalam or Jayatilak or this or that or nothing to commemorate Kottalawala.
But there's a Kottalawala wall, no?
What?
There's a Kottalawala wall.
There's a
wall.
Some bloody culvert is being named after the great Kasi Jayakanda builder.
So Sundaralingam said, this is Kottalawala wall.
And that wall itself is cracking on account of the light that he's getting in
the body.
But I thought old D.S. and you and I were hesitant about this education scheme.
Who? We were worried at that time that this damn thing is going to cause hell. Oliver Gunadelka was the Gojia Pasha, no? He says, I am the Indian finance minister. I will find the money. So then can you agree? We don't know that time.
We were not doubtful about the minister accepting the scheme.
Mm.
But Oliver put it through.
He said, I'll divide the money.
No, Sir John, it's not the powerful scheme.
Mm.
It is really the whole basis of education, the whole program, the curriculum, the content, all that must be radically changed.
Yes, but why didn't they do it? Why didn't you do it then? I mean?
At that time, there was no problem.
Kannangara Vapur, at that time, it was no problem. See, just to pass out the jobs. See, some jobs were available.
And also, there was not this.
Anyhow, I have got every community, even intelligent. Program school system is not based on any work or anything like that. Still, we have got a large number of educated young men in Ceylon. They may try to upset the government, they may try to upset the present capitalist order, but they are very intelligent, thinking men who can gain the whole literacy. Look at from the university. You and I are complete mystics today. We are maroon. We don't realize the amount of thinking, the amount of literature that they produced. Can I read the magazine published by them?
In single
generic magazine, the outstanding and scholarly contributions. And read me somebody after their imitations of Western players, authors, new plays. They are totally different from our Tarhaja and new ideas. See? New thinking. Not a new thinking. Now our government, both sides, they are completely out of touch. The left or the right, they don't know the enormous amount of thinking that is going on. See? And contributions to literature, particularly in scenery science, are taking place in university. All the three universities. So that I don't think we should regret having put through this free education because they will be unemployed. But they're all thinking, intelligent fellows who, given the proper environment and the proper inducements, will take to agriculture. What is harm if you have a degree and take to work? What is harm if you have a degree and bus run, drive a bus? What is harm if you have a degree and do a tailor's job? There's no harm in that.
But the trouble is they won't be satisfied with those jobs, will they? I mean,
they are now applied.
Mm-hmm.
Now all the degree fellows are taking the place of clerks in the central bank. They're quite satisfied. Of course, satisfaction, there'll be, we are multiplying so many wants. Satisfaction of any man is an entirely different thing.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Nobody will be content. In fact, more dissatisfaction in the wealthier countries than in the poorer countries.
Yes, yes.
The happiest and the contented man is the original primitive Vedda. His needs are few, mm-hmm. and he satisfies his needs. Huh? He had his woman in the night. He didn't want a nightclub.
What is that intent of a farmer? Close by to my place. He had never been to London, although he's only 58, minus for 10 years. So I said, hey, when you go to London? He said, no, I'm perfectly happy here. See, but I said, there are lots of things that you see in London. He said, what is that to see? We see the same thing here. But you must see a triptease, you know. You know, girls in nightclubs undressing and all that stuff, they undress to art, not just to you. He was doing that, I can see my wife undressing every day. That is his idea. He's right.
You think. Now look at America, wealthiest country in the world. Having all the food, having all the clothes, transport, cars, refrigerators, that thing. They're the unhappiest people, most discontented, swallowing the largest number of tranquilizers, pills, going to the, most of them going to lunatic asylum, committing suicide. Yeah. Are they happy?
I have a very good story that Eddie related.
You know, this guy, Eddie's father, built a very big house. You must have been there.
Yes, palace.
Almost a palace.
Eddie's house. Yes.
At Armeo. So, old man, whenever you go to the house, you must tell him how grand the house is, how wonderful windows. How did you get this? Ah, I got that idea from Belgium. You know, I went to the Belgium castle. And in that castle, I saw this particular design. So, you see, you must praise the house and the man will say, the lunch and whatever you want to be used. He invited Gandhi and Gandhi stayed 3 days, but Gandhi never said a word about the house.
Yes.
He never complimented or congratulated in the house. Old man was very unhappy about it. He thought Gandhi will praise this house and so Gandhi was about to leave. Yes. 3 days, nothing about the house.
Yes.
So he summoned some courage and said, old man, after old man, Gandhi, what do you think of this house? My house? Then Gandhi said, are you happy in it? If you are happy, it's a good house. If you are not happy, it's not a good house.
You know, the joke behind it is this. He said the end of the story. The story was, he asked, Jaram Janivratna, I said, ask him, what do you think of my house? He said, are you a madman? He said, philosopher, why are you going to ask about houses? He said, no, just ask. He said, no, I can't ask. So eventually he worked Gandhi to such a pitch and then said, Mr. Gandhi, are you comfortable here?
Yes, Mr. Nagulu, very comfortable.
Have you got everything you want here?
Yes, Mr. Nagulu.
Now, Mr. Gandhi, what do you think of my house? Mr. Gandhi, you know, he's an arch scoundrel, he goes through. He said, now, Mr. Nagulu, that you have asked me a question, I will ask you a question myself. Are you happy in it? If you are happy in it, yeah, it is a good house for you. Because the story goes that the Balidhara that was being built, the temple of the truth, the money that was over there built this house.
And Gandhi knew that.
Gandhi, Jivita didn't know it, but other things. So he was not here. That question was not answered.
Balidhara was coming down.
This is how it came up. It is said, all the other Nirvins, when they die, get into the pond they are in front, born as Ibbas. That's the joke. See, because everybody in those days, you know, when you get into a position, you are singly staying out.
Maliga was completed by him.
Yes. They say, singly is expression. And the Atata Gatta Minya, Vidagatta Mati Minya Modya. You know, one who gets an opportunity, he was the best, Abhay Gurusekara. Abhay Gurusekara became the first chairman of the VC. Those days, government people were chairman. This is the first chairman, like our state council is elected. First thing that he did was, bring water to his house. So, he said, a lot of things, you know, spend all the money on the public money. So, Abhay Gurusekara said, sir, it's true that I did it. Why, when they come to see me, they not can bring fresh water. See, another fellow called there. Those are the things that we didn't know in democracy, you see. When you get in there, because after all, only few of us who were educated, who got to know about democracy, but they were only villagers. When he got into democracy, put into the eye, he said, sir, I built a house, a road to his house, at the expense of the VC. So I remember going to him and said, you are a bloody fool, no, what the hell do you mean? Because to my consequence. See, but sir, people must come to my house. You see me? So if I don't want to be here, you are still true. You know, it is a sort of a thing of idea of that type. For instance.
Now, now take bribery and corruption. Now, today, see, for example, you are 45.
Yes, yes.
But I saw my father-in-law kept a appointment. You are here, you are appointed the Satyamahatmya Puri. You are hereby commanded, printed. It's It's not the world. You are hereby commanded to receive customary gifts. So they are not paid, you know, at that time. Now my grandfather...
This was your...
This is the system of the olden days.
Even the same
then that was given by the British and the Dutch.
This is signed by Torrington. Torrington, yes. Torrington, definitely not. Signed by... You are hereby commanded. And in fact, you know, my father used to boast, my grandfather used to boast. About, see, every year the headman must come with a gulathurul and a gift. See? So they come. There were those large rupee coins.
Mm.
1 rupee, 2 rupees. And this bribery, it comes in a procession. Tom, Tom, flag. And in the Sarifi when they come, I still remember, you know, about 100 headmen when they come all in a procession. It's a grand event. The whole village stands up to see how bribery. How the Koral is getting the annual bride?
But then, there's a story like this. Two litigants went to a village tribunal for their litigation. See, their trouble. So one fellow took a pot of curd to the village and he sat down. His litigant, other fellow, got a hair. He shot a hair and got the hair. His kid, he heard the case. And the fellow brought the hair, won the case. So the fellow went back, and it's perfectly satisfied. He said, "Why? What happened? You know the girl, you know? What grand is that man? He didn't get you, how about now?" Yes, sir. Over the 3 months. And he starts to decide. Because those are the ways and customs that took place, not take place. Tribute. What is tribute? Maldivar and Joseph used to come with tribute to the British fellow here. Now tribute is still taken. But now in
I have you kept recording
me. I will tell you, you got it about the paper. No, no, no. Very good education.
You know, when Edmund Ship was vacant, the RM used publicity to the ship. Then the first candidate comes with 250 cents. Then he keeps it, he keeps it in Almira and advertises. Kiriban Dara, the Pel de Sia Paragel, which was a good yanning. Japan ran in India with him and a radical Indian. So Vijayan will come with 250 cents. Like that, you see for a month or two.
But then he returns it to the.
Ah, he returns. He gets the. He is a successful tender and the others are monetized and
they're happy about it. In those early days, I mean, say the 1920s and the first round, first world war, that period when we had the headman, did the British make it a point to select traditional families, fathers and
sons? Of course, that's what happened. Today, those days, now he was an RM, or I was an RM, to take my place. I put my son as a clerk or a sweeper in the bloody kachari. You understand? Slowly bowing every day to that fellow, licking stamps. You know, when I retire, you understand, he becomes RM on my day. That happened when I was a member, my first membership, when I was first member for the Kurunagal Day, Kurunagal District. Thiral was then the last of the Mohicans. Manapul RM gave a lunch to Thiral.
What RM?
Manapul RM was the famous Manapul. He gave a lunch to Thiral. So Thiral, now she said, yeah. I being a young member of Parliament, I was about 33 at the time. I was also state council, I was also invited. And the servants, the fellows who served were the what you call VC boys, you know. Those are what they call me, the fellows who are in the tribunal, village tribunal, president. Gansaba president. They are Gansaba president. See, you are a Gansaba president. He is a judge in the other words, village Gansaba. Six of them of that district were the waiters. They never waited at a table. They don't know how the hell to hold the soup. They don't know how to hold the potato. But this is the way it was done because there was an opportunity for them to meet here. Otherwise they can't sit and talk. So now, I have Kiral Vishi said here. and all of them. This way is Kapuatte, the village tribunal chairman of such and such a Hatpattu. So this fellow Kapuatte now with his curry on his plate. Yes, sir, curry on my left. What are those animals? See, it's a very collective thing. Mm. Because that is the way they treated the chap when they came at that time. You know, it was all favor. As I related to you, Kirill's order.
Sir, object question.
Well, it's a question not like now, as you say. Today the fellows are thinking and this and that. Those days they thought in one way. And they were satisfied at that.
And didn't you, being educated and being a sort of elite, I mean, many of our nationalists,
yeah,
didn't they react against this and therefore, in certain cases at least, adopt a rather aggressive attitude towards you?
Of course, that is one. Bandaranaike was one of those chaps. Yes. The, you, I, everybody was one of those chaps.
That's how we avoid the Edmund system. Mm-hmm. All these stories are related.
Yeah.
All these stories are related. The Edmund system was abolished. One after the one story I remember in Parliament. That is the government agent and by this time, of course, this modern idea of bribery and condemning bribery has now becoming popular. So the government agent heard that a certain RM was taking out of bribes. So he thought, I'll stop this man. He went to the government's one, waited till the RM came. So one day RM came to the custody. The government agent, you see, was very angry and sent for the RM. RM, what is this? Everybody say that you are taking bribes. Don't believe this story, sir. Now everybody says that you are taking bribes. I don't believe this story. I don't believe those stories. You must never believe this story.
Another story I'll relate to you. My first meeting, mm-hmm, when I forget the DRC meeting, District Road Committee meeting. Our friend GA sits down there. Hmm? All the RMs and the corals dressed in uniform. It supported this, that and so forth. And the action, all standing outside. Of course, I am a young fellow who was brought in and I brought in and said, now I have to introduce to all these chaps. Okay? Those are the fellows who are responsible for putting me into Parliament. Mm-hmm. See, because these fellows said this must work and this and that and so on. So, all like my father and grandfather, these old chaps. Maralande, Madhu Angala, Madhapola and all these chaps. So now, this is our new member of our Parliament. This is Viri Alapattu, this will have much. We all know this. Then they start. Another DRC meeting. Now, items on center. Oh, roads from here to there. I remember visiting this road. Madhapala, Mr. R. Madhapala, did we visit?
Yes, sir. When the GA and I visited this road, GA told me, you see, and every time the road GA was done, like in the Catholic Church, you sign on the cross and you pass, this was the thing. I thought this fellow was first, particular bummer, must be doing this. Next one. Yes, sir. When the GA told me, when he went to about the 5th, I thought I must do a favor to these fellows. He said, pardon me, sir. Why do these people get up like Jack in the Box when you mention your name? Oh, that is a custom. I said, well, sir, if that is a custom, we'll have to stop that custom. Because we are now made elected members to stop all this stuff. Oh, but then you cannot stop this, you see, customs. I said, well, sir, if you are going not to go into some customs, well, I'm going to leave this place. I'm going to bring this up in the state council, saying that every time your name is mentioned at a meeting, you are going to get up and bow. No, it's not that. Hmm? So, I thought I had done a great thing for these chaps. Meeting was over. I went out. They all surrounded me. You know, I didn't know. Then we are happy to give you idea. Do you think that we prompted you to say that? Now they are done. You know, trying to help them. So I said, Dhani, me one in the area, like a diamond, no, you know. I said, worship your very temple, temple broken my head. So in the same way, I am trying to do a good turn. This is what you blackguard me. They blackguarded me like hell. You don't know. That fellow will realize that I was the first to do it. I must have to do it. Look, these are the things that have now changed. That's our attitude when we got in the state council. Now, the next state council was met,
Next parliament was worse, and now still, I suppose, as you say, things are much changed.
We were the progressives at that time. Now we are not that reactionary.
And how much truth is there in these stories about RMs who put up GAs and always provided them with
women? Of course. What is that mean? Mrs. Bandaranaike, this is one of my relations also.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Bandaranaike, Elavalas, this Madhuangalas, my people also come from Elavalas, Kottalavalas, all come from Sabragama branch. Do you know when the Duke came, Duke of York, he died before the Prince of Wales ended it. Mrs. Igdamalgada Kumaryani was the most beautiful woman. He went and spent 3 nights in the rest house because those days, because this women business was not this one man, one woman. It was a hospitality which had been abolished. That's happening in Africa today. It's the Christianity that brought God comes into your stomach and breathes out your vessels and this and that and so forth. So much so, I was going to play the role of Mrs. Bandaranaike at a meeting, at a dinner, and I want to crack a joke. And I said, okay, we must make Mrs. Bandaranaike the queen. Because after all, Sirima was the first, and Elizabeth II in England, Sirima was the first here, we don't want a president. Why? Because she's the only family that comes to draw her blood. Because Duke of York slipped it. Her great grandmother was 3 nights. You know, those are things that we don't, we must accept these things. You go to
You know, of course, you know, this period when the RMs used to stand up and box up the GAs was more recent.
Yes.
But prior to that, you know, while they were trying still to consolidate their influence in the Canadian provinces, RMs were very powerful.
Well, you must not forget.
They were treated as equals.
The king of the England, king of Ceylon, had his scope. You understand? He sends me out as the Tsar. He keeps my family in the town. In the town, because if I do anything wrong, punish the whole bloody lot. You know, like a hostage. That's the system. And then, of course, to meet one another, Bamsaki must automatically strike.
There's a story of another man, Arif. That's the time when Arif was pretty powerful. And the British were still, you know, look up to them for support to consolidate their power in the Canadian province. So the Canadians, although they entered into the treaty, were still resisting. Capital people were resisting, Dumbara people were all resisting. So Dulasola was
the situation.
Dulasola. I like to see the picture of the man. Must be. Durasala was getting old. See? And government did a lot of he was 65 and he was 67. He thought to me. Far more subtle. Fellows make millions seated in their chair. And exploiting this exchange situation. Well, what is income that you are getting compared to any fellow sitting behind a table in a peta or home?
Yes.
Nothing.
And you can say there's a problem.
Yes, they now take America.
You remember that fellow Black? Fellow called Black came here. That was a paint stove. But he spent a hell of a lot of money to Aishana. But it's empty. I should not ask him about the hell you want to go. He said, I just want to go around the world again and enjoy it. He said, what do you want to do? He said, it's all right. Become ambassador for Ceylon. So he came to me. There are some politicians. So he went to me. Ceylon. Who's the prime minister? He said, no, it's not terrible. That's the one you get. What about India? You don't know in India? Called Nehru, I don't know. And in general, Jack doesn't know the country is going to, he doesn't know. These are the fellows of the India. Because nothing else. It's the thing that they've got to use patronage. That happens. Now today,
you don't know. You know, I'll be in a 5 minutes.
of the material welfare confirmed by the Senate Committee, which approves appointment. President makes the appointment, but the Senate Committee must
discuss in the only.
They have been calling back.
He did do it. Eventually he went back and he became rather. He came here. And he was a thing now, like ambassador. Went back and found somebody who appeared back to him. Hello? Speaking? Pradhan here? Yeah? Ah, yes? Manish. When? Come anytime in the morning? About nine and ten tomorrow? All right, then after you come back from the way, come. Right there. Get it. So the question is this now. You in your university now, you say, lecturer now? He must be knowing the type of human beings that come in there. He must know the type of